Markets, all the day's big business news. And this makes me think about something, you know, that relaxes us and calms us down. How about wine? And then, of course, it's summer. When I think about wine, I think about, well, the weekend and barbecues, and I think about burgers. And today we have the perfect combination. We are going to be looking at Beaujolais and burgers. We're going to be looking at something that apparently the French are doing all the time, and maybe we Americans might want to take a look at this too. I'm joined now by Yann Bourigeaud. He is the export director for North America for Georges de Boeuf. He actually comes from the Loire Valley, beautiful wine growing region in France, or wine making, I should say. The grapes grow, but the wine is made. He has been pursuing his passion for wine since he was a little boy, starting out with his two grandfathers. He got his MBA in international trade in France and has been working in the U.S. At any rate, Yann, we're so happy you could join us today.
Yeah, thank you very much, Kathleen. I'm really happy to be on the show. Thank you.
Yes, and I wish we were there with you.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm in the U.S. right now, so I'm actually calling you from Portland.
Portland, Oregon. Well, I grew up in Olympia, Washington, so you're in a beautiful part of the country, and there's a lot of great wines in the Northwest now.
Absolutely. Everybody's talking about Pinot Noir, and it's fun because we're, you know, comparing, you know, the taste of Pinot Noir versus Gamay, which is a grape in Beaujolais, and there's a lot of similarities, so we're making a lot of new friends here.
So why are the Beaujolais wines, tell us more about the region, tell about the wines, and why they are so perfect for summer?
There are different wines made in Beaujolais. I think everybody knows Beaujolais Nouveau. That's the wine that Du Boeuf releases on the third Thursday of November. It's a big celebration. Then the everyday drinking wine in Beaujolais is the Beaujolais Village, which is a step higher in quality. And then we have 10 single areas called the Crus that refers to the best vineyards in the region. To give you an example, we have a wine called Morgon, another one called Moulin-Avant, Fleury. Those are names of villages that produce consistently outstanding wines.
Just as we get started, I have to ask you one of the basic questions I think many Americans are a little bit embarrassed to ask. My husband's Italian grandfather made wine, and they often drank their red wine chilled, and I think a lot of Americans think, oh, you know, you're not really supposed to do that. But sometimes some of these red wines are good with a little bit lower temperature, correct?
Absolutely, and especially when it comes to Beaujolais wines. But I think it's, you know, in general, we drink our red wines too warm and our white wines too cold. But when it comes to Beaujolais, because remember, you know, everybody's talking about room temperature for red wine, but that concept was actually sort of defined by the British, you know, a long time ago, you know, a couple centuries ago, when it was pretty cold in the castles over there. So room temperature then was different of what it is now. But really, as a rule of thumb, you know, if you could put your red wine in the fridge, maybe just for half an hour, that will do a lot of good to the wine and what's going to be in your glass, simply because with temperature, the alcohol tends to evaporate and will sort of hide some of the great flavors you'll get in your glass. So as you chill the wine down, it will keep the alcohol in the wine and not disturbing all the great aromas you may get out of your wine.
Well, you know, we have a wonderful array of Beaujolais wines to actually take a little taste of as we talk, and I'm sorry our listeners can't join us, but they can join us vicariously, and maybe this will inspire some people to go out and get some red wine to pair with their barbecue. And again, this is something I think people often don't think of, drinking wine with burgers. Everybody loves burgers, right? But we often think of beer, but wine actually can go very well.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. Burgers are full of flavors, and they've got this fatty component, and the wine, especially a red wine, will, you know, cut through the fat, and that will, you know, bring harmony in the overall taste, and that's what you're looking for. You're always trying to balance, you know, fat with acidity, fat in the food, acidity in the wine, spice in the dish, and spice in the wine if you have some. And, you know, this is all about balance and enjoyment.
So let's start with a nice red wine to have with the classic beef burger. I love my burgers with cheddar cheese, maybe even some bacon.
Yes, absolutely. It's one of the classic burgers. I remember, you know, a lot of time, you know, wine is about the occasion where you're going to have it, with whom you are and in which place. And I do remember, to give you a local example, a great experience. I was in Vegas for work purposes, of course, at one of my favorite bistro, Mon Ami Gabi, and I had a bacon cheeseburger with a glass of Beaujolais Village, and that was one of the pairings really made in heaven. It was just gorgeous. You know, there's this little spicy note or smoky notes with the bacon that paired really well with the great raspberry and strawberries you get in the Beaujolais.
And I don't have a bacon cheeseburger in front of me, unfortunately, but I do have a bit of the Beaujolais Village. This is a 2009 vintage. I'm going to give it a little taste. Hmm. Yeah, I can see how this would be very nice with the burger.
Yeah. And plus, we should talk about the 09 vintage, because we get vintage variations in Beaujolais like in most places in France, but 2009 is really an exceptional year. Georges Duboeuf, who's going to be 78, called it the vintage of a lifetime, and he's really one of the most iconic winemakers in France. So when people see an 09 Beaujolais from anybody, not just George Duboeuf, but they can expect some really, really great wine.
Well, and I would say that it's got some fruit, but it's still got enough dryness for my taste that I really, really like it. Let's take a look at another one that you say would pair very well with not a classic burger, but say something like a salmon burger or some kind of chicken burger, and that would be the Brûlis, and I'm going to take a little taste of it now.
Well, we always tend to forget that some red wine can pair very well with fish. And I think, going back to the comment I made earlier about, you know, the fattiness of the burger, you know, high fat content food like salmon and tuna actually do pair extremely well with Beaujolais for the same reason that we mentioned before. So this is really a great pairing. And the Brûlis has a little bit more intensity than the Beaujolais Village. You will find aromas of dark berries, maybe black cherries, and that will really pair extremely well with any type of fish, like salmon, tuna, or even chicken, really, for that matter.
Oh, no, but I totally agree. I love red wine with salmon, and again, I think a lot of sometimes Americans are a little conservative in their approach, and they don't understand that. Let's move on to the Morgon.
Mm-hmm.
And you suggest that maybe for those people who like a kind of a very herbally filled veggie burger, this might be a good choice.
That could be a good choice, because Morgon is probably one of my favorite crew. I mean, it's a village that consistently produces outstanding qualities. It's got a very round, supple character. The Georges Duboeuf Morgon displays a lot of bright berries aromas, such as strawberries and raspberries, and it's very soft in the mouth. I mean, if people don't like red wine because of the harshness of the wine sometimes, you know, what we call tannins, you know, they sort of leave a dry feeling on the mouth. Well, Morgon is the total opposite. It's very silky and very easy to drink, and that's why, you know, that would pair really well with you know, again, maybe a salmon burger.
Sure. Well, and I would say, I like the tannins in wine. I like big, full-bodied wines, but I would say you're right. This is softer, but it still has a lot of there. It's still got a lot of character.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, or maybe even some cold cuts. I mean,
pork chops, did you say?
Cold cuts.
Cold cuts.
Like sausage or...
Oh, sure. Definitely.
This would go very well with it.
Of course, I think anything. I love pork chops. I could drink anything with pork chops. But we're going to have more with tasting summer wines, taking a look at how they pair with burgers of all shapes and sizes with Yann Bourigeau from Georges Duboeuf. We'll be right back soon on the Haze Advantage on Bloomberg Radio. We're going to get back now to Yann Bourigeau He is the export director for Georges de Boeuf Wines here in North America. And Jan, I just have to share a little note I got from Lou, who works at one of the financial companies here in the New York area. He sent me a note. He says, "Okay, Kathleen, all this talk about wine compelled me to rummage through the office fridge, and I found an opened bottle of Sauvignon Blanc Casa del Toro from Chile. I poured myself half a glass. I never drink during office hours, and I don't even like white wine. The power of suggestion." So you're having an impact.
This is great. This is what it's all about, right?
Indeed. So let's, as Lou sits and drinks his Sauvignon Blanc, because he just couldn't help it, and who knows who else has poured themselves some wine now. I've got some little tastings here. And the next wine we're going to talk about, because we're talking about what to pair red wines with in the summer. You know, burgers, things on the grill, our typical summer meals. And this Fleury, you say, is something that could go with grilled sausages, maybe a turkey burger, if you're so inclined.
Yeah, and Fleury is one of these wines that I think people will enjoy immensely. It's got a, like the name implies, it's the name of a city, but it has a lot of floral tones to the wine. It's very complex on the nose. Think about maybe peony or roses. Those are sort of the scents that you'll find with a little spice behind it, and some great berry fruit also. So that will go extremely well with grilled sausage, like you mentioned.
But floral, but not sweet. That's important to underline, because I think if people think florals, maybe they think sweet. This is not, there's nothing sweet about this, but it has that, I was just tasting a little bit here, definitely has that little, as you say, floral aspect to it.
None of the wines that we're tasting today, Kathleen, are sweet, but they have, some really big, probably more than other wines, a lot of fruit on the nose, you know, but don't be confused. Fruit on the nose does not equal sweetness. That's right.
Exactly. Well, then let's look at another wine, and that's the Julienas. Now, this is something that we're getting more of that kind of character that would go, you say, with a grilled grilled lamb chop or something that's got a bit more body like that.
Yeah, we're moving up. You know, when we do a wine tasting and you're doing it perfectly, we're starting from the lighter to the more full-bodied wine, and we're a step higher in intensity. So, the Julienas is a more full-bodied wine, and it can definitely match the intensity you will get in a grilled lamb chop, or burger with a little bit more pepper and spice to it. So that's what you're looking for. You know, you're trying to match the intensity of the dish with the intensity of the wine.
And this definitely, to me, has more of that slightly bigger character now as we move along this chain. And just to make sure we get all these wines in that we want to take a look at today, and it's not just because I'd like to taste another one, the Moulin Vent. And this is one that, again, would go with even something like, grilled barbecued ribs. And of course, that's where I think people get it more in their head. I'm barbecuing ribs. I'm barbecuing a hanger steak. A nice full-bodied red wine is a great choice.
Absolutely. And this is the big gun in Beaujolais. Moulin Vent is recognized as the king of the cruise, and it's one of Georges de Boeuf's favorite wines. It's really deep, and you should not think about your regular average Beaujolais when you drink a Moulin Vent. It's more into that deep extracted Pinot Noir character that we're looking at here. Because here you're going to get plenty of fruit again, like in old Beaujolais, like cherries, floral tone to it, and some really spicy aromas, cinnamon. And as the wine will age, because some of these Beaujolais can age pretty well, you will get some black truffle aromas. It's really interesting. And barbecue ribs, that's perfect for that wine.
And even with these bigger, fuller-bodied red wines from this grape, you still recommend a little bit of a chilling? Or not? Seems to me this is one that maybe wouldn't need it.
You're right. The 55 degree Fahrenheit chill that we recommend on most of our reds, they probably don't apply to the last two you just had, Kathleen. That's a good comment, because I think the Julienas and the Moulin Vent, especially in a vintage like 09, they can probably be drunk just like this.
Jan Borrego, thank you so very much. Enjoy your time in Portland. Drink lots of great wines.
Thank you, Kathleen.
He is the director of exports for Georges de Boeuf Wines.